Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, complete recovery, for Ron Ben Margarita, Sharon Katz, Shifra Batsara, Shlomo Ben Sara, Dorit Batsara, Ruth Batsara, and to Ilui Neshamot, Elevating of the Souls, for Malka Bat Meir, Daniel Nankin, Allegra Bat Shlomo, Lunita Adler, Helen Friedman, Harav Binyamin Kahana, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shor, Ruben Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We're going to discuss on this week's program the sheer cruelty of blacks in the United States. How cruel, how vicious, how sadistic they are, and how they can be. And of course, I'm not referring to every single black person, but I am referring to the vast majority. I'm referring to a community and a culture of evil, pure evil. And the self-hating Jews and the self-hating whites that either support or respect or even admire this vile, hateful, jealous, vicious group of people, that really shows how immoral and how evil those self-hating Jews and those self-hating whites are, and they will be punished severely for it. If they don't change their ways quickly, they'll be punished severely for it. We had an incident in Oakland, California, for instance, just as an example, on Juneteenth. What's Juneteenth? That's when the blacks celebrate they're being freed from slavery. And it's been declared a national holiday. Everything involving blacks is a national holiday. Martin Luther King, Juneteenth, everything involving them becomes a national holiday. We're all obligated to bow down to them and kiss their Schwarze Tuches. But anyway, in Oakland, California, they were having these celebrations, which usually turn into riots, and where there's rape and murder and shootings and the usual things that accompany the cultural events in the black community. Because shootings and killings and rape and murder and cruelty and savagery, that's the cultural events in the black community. And there were five people who were shot in Oakland, California as part of these celebrations. This is part of the celebration. Five blacks shot their fellow blacks, shot their own brothers and sisters. Which shows how cruel they are and how evil they are. But five people were shot. And so ambulances came to take the five to nearby hospitals. It's amazing. All the hospitals are funded and staffed by whites. It's all white brains that create all the medicine, all the equipment, everything created by white brains, and especially Jewish brains. And these ungrateful baboons who use all of this and benefit from all of this and take advantage of all of this, they're so hateful, they're so ungrateful, they're so jealous. They're so jealous because of their low IQs and because no matter how much Hollywood and the media push them forward and try to turn them into the superior race, and their low IQs and their hideous behavior really tell it all, and they know, deep down they know the truth. But anyway, a mob of over 1,000 blacks laughing and dancing prevented the ambulances from going to the hospital with the injured. And one of the five injured from that were shot, again, blacks being shot by their fellow blacks, and one of the injured that was shot died. He couldn't get to the hospital in time. He died. And we're going to show you a film clip of the blacks twerking. They call it twerking, where where black women shake their big ugly black tuchuses and laugh, and they think it's funny. And they were blocking the ambulance. They were twerking and blocking the ambulance. They climbed on the ambulance. They surrounded the ambulances. Over 1,000 blacks, a mob of over 1,000 blacks, dancing, laughing, celebrating, enjoying themselves, while five people were bleeding from gunshot wounds inflicted by their fellow blacks, and one of them ended up dying because of it. Here's an example. We're just going to give you a film clip to show you the unbelievable cruelty of this community. And still, you have self-hating Jews and self-hating whites who claim they're humanitarian. It's humane. They want to be humane. They're humanitarian. That's humanitarian to support such evil. Because that's what you, if you, this is what you're supporting. This is the true face of the black community. That is the true face. What you saw in that clip is the true face of the black community. The over a million blacks who marched in Washington with the black Hitler Louis Farrakhan, who has said that Hitler was a great man and Judaism is a gutter religion and the Jews deserve another Holocaust and all whites are devils that should be exterminated and the whole white race is a devil race that's going to be sucked up into a spaceship someday and all the other insanity, but calls for genocide and Holocausts against people because the color of their skin is white, or against Jews who did everything to help these jealous, hideous, despicable beasts. And so, that's the true face of black America. By the way, Farrakhan, they said when Farrakhan organized what he called the Million Man March, and we called it the Million Monkey March, JTF, at the time. Oh, did they go crazy? But we called it the Million Monkey March. We had a show on TV in New York, on cable TV, and they went nuts. But in the Million Man March, it was said at the time, Louis Farrakhan is the only black in America who could get a million blacks to come down to Washington and organize busloads. And by the way, the NAACP and the Urban League and all the black organizations that are funded by Jews and by whites, by self-hating Jews and self-hating whites, all sent buses and joined and co-sponsored the rally and paid and financed it. And all the black members of Congress who get their money from self-hating Jews and self-hating whites. And just all were there. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Barack Hussein Obama was there. Yes, Barack Hussein Obama was there. And we've shown you a picture of Barack Hussein Obama smiling and taking a picture next to the black Hitler Louis Farrakhan. Barack Hussein Obama, who got 78% of the Jewish vote when he ran in 2008. And so we see this unbelievable, hideous face of black America. We see the cruelty, the savagery, the sadism. And we see that they are fanatically supported, zealously supported by all the big corporations, by all of the television, by all of the internet companies and the social media companies, always bowing down to them, always. Every commercial on television, every advertisement, everything you get from anything you get, if you get a pamphlet in the mail or advertising or you see television commercials or you see, or if you're smart enough not to watch TV but you go on the internet, everything you see there is black, 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 black. It's always blacks married to whites. It's always blacks are the great geniuses and ones who contribute to society, and the whites are always the bad guys, and the Jews are the bad guys, of course. And all of this is shown to you over and over again. You don't see the true picture. This is the true picture. The true picture that you see is what we've just shown you now. That's that true. That black mob, that represents the true black America. And by the way, just to show you how representative it is, in that same community of Oakland, California, in the same community, 70 black high school students in 1994 were taken to see Schindler's List. Because the self-hating whites and self-hating Jews said, we're going to sensitize them to the Holocaust. They're going to see the suffering of Jews in the Holocaust. Sensitize, sensitivity, be sensitive, be sensitive. So they brought 70 black high school students from Castlemount High School in Oakland, California, to see Schindler's List. You know what happened? The minute they saw a German Nazi soldier shooting to death an innocent Jewish woman, casually just shooting to murdering an innocent Jewish woman, the minute they saw that, they all started laughing and enjoying it. They thought it was hilarious. And they thought the whole concept of the Holocaust and innocent Jews being murdered, pictures of innocent Jews being murdered, They thought that was hilarious. The same Jews who marched for them in the civil rights movement, who financed the civil rights movement, who were the brains and the public relations experts behind the civil rights movement, because believe me, these low IQ imbeciles could never have led a successful movement to overturn all the laws in the United States and change American culture the way American culture was changed in the civil rights movement. They could never have done that successfully. It was Jewish brains and Jewish public relations people. It was the Jews and self-hating whites as well who joined in that made this possible. The self-hating Jews and the self-hating whites. And they see this, and instead of being grateful, they laugh when they see Jews being massacred and murdered during the Holocaust. When they see a film like Schindler's List, they think it's funny. Now, what would happen if we would laugh when we see Roots or other movies depicting so-called black suffering? By the way, the black movies, the movies about so-called black suffering, are lies. Most of them are lies. Okay? The blacks who came here as slaves never had it so good. They were treated much better as slaves than they would have been treated in Africa by their fellow blacks. Much better. The blacks who came here and were brought here as slaves are the luckiest blacks in the world. Now they're being given control of the whole United States. But anyway, these 70 black students, they laughed. They thought it was hilarious, the Holocaust. They thought it was hilarious that a German Nazi soldier is casually murdering an innocent Jewish woman. They thought that's a funny thing. That was really hilarious to these sadistic, jealous, evil, cruel, vicious people. And that caused a panic among self-hating Jews like Steven Spielberg, who created Schindler's List, which, by the way, is a movie that, even though it shows Jewish suffering and so on, it's also a movie that makes the Jews look like such pathetic wimps. You never see brave Jews in the movie. You never see anything brave or anything to be proud of in the movie. It's so typical of the image that the Hollywood self-hating Jews like Steven Spielberg, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated. It's so typical of what these self-hating Jews in Hollywood want to depict Jews as. When it comes to blacks, they depict blacks as great heroes, as great noble people. The Jews are always wimps and begging and desperate, whimpering people begging for their lives in movies. Even though in reality, when you put a uniform on Jews, like in the Israeli army, they become the best soldiers man for man in the world. When you put a uniform on blacks, they run. The Germans, by the way, in World War II, used to just fire shots in the air, and the blacks would run. They did that. They did not contribute anything to the military victory over the Nazis in World War II. Nothing. Nothing. They were a joke. Just like black African armies and black in Africa, and a complete joke. A few thousand British and French and Dutch colonial soldiers were able to control the entire continent of Africa. Anyway, I mean, what a joke they are. When people don't let them get to first base. Now, of course, if you allow a black mob to come and attack you, then you're in a bad situation. But if people defend themselves and act properly and appropriately, then they're not brave or effective soldiers in wartime, that's for sure. They're the worst. They and the Arabs and the Muslims are the worst. Anyway, as a result of these black high school students from what's the name of this hideous high school? Castlemont High School. And what a waste of money putting them in school. What a waste of money. They don't have the brains to shine shoes, to shine white people's shoes. They don't have the brains to clean toilet bowls. And they're put in school. What a waste of money. I don't want my tax dollars going to them, okay? They don't deserve a penny. They deserve nothing. They don't pay taxes. They get away with everything. Anyway, Spielberg brought an army of historians and psychologists and counselors to the high school to explain to these hideous laughing chimpanzees, to explain to these jealous, hideous orangutans that it's not nice to laugh when Jews are being murdered by the German Nazis. That's not nice. And he went there personally also to appear before them. It's not nice to laugh at the Holocaust. And yes, I don't give a damn about what happened to them in history, because I know the way they react toward the Holocaust and how they react toward Jews, whom they owe everything to. The Jews owe them nothing, and they owe everything to the Jews, these ungrateful chimpanzees. And so I don't give a damn about what happened to them. If there was any injustice against them historically, I don't give a damn about them, to say the least. And today, you know, so they went there, and what a joke. What a joke. That was in 1994. And of course, the next year, Farrakhan held his giant million-man march, so you could see it had a great effect. Spielberg and his psychologists and counselors and historians that he sent there. It had a really great effect, because the year after that, 1 million black men went to Washington to support someone who said, "I like when the Jews call Farrakhan Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man." That's a quote from Farrakhan. That's what Farrakhan said. And we see over and over again the vile black Nazi anti-Semitism, and Jews never learn. And they never, you know, one thing we learn from history is that Jews don't learn. And another thing we learn is that common sense is not common among Jews. It's amazing, as our great leader, our beloved rabbi, Moreno v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana. It's amazing how true it is when he said, a people so brilliant in science, art, literature, technology, music, a people so brilliant in every area, so vastly beyond their numbers, contributing vastly beyond their numbers, no group comes close to them in any of these areas, comes even close to them. And yet when it comes to their own survival, they're so stupid and so insane. It's incredible. It's an incredible miracle that they survived. Moreno v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir Kahana was the only one who told the truth about black Nazi anti-Semitism. And JTF today is the only Jewish group that tells the truth about it. The only Jewish group that will tell you the truth. And people say, well, you know, why don't you leave this issue alone? It's so controversial. No. When black Nazis attack us, and they've murdered Jews, and they hate Jews, and they threaten Jews, when that happens, someone has to respond. There has to be someone who tells the truth. And since no one else will do it, JTF is doing it. JTF fills the void, because no one else will do it. It's a shame that very few Jews, comparatively speaking, because we've got 12 million Jews in the world, how many Jews hear our message about blacks? It's true that many Israeli Jews have seen our videos in Hebrew. Our videos in Hebrew have been seen by many Israeli Jews. We've gotten over 2 million views for our videos in the past several years. But those videos are not about issues like blacks. We deal with the issues that are more relevant to Israel, the Arabs and the phony right in Israel, and issues involving Judea and Samaria. Those are the issues we deal with in Israel. When we speak about the black issues, once upon a time there was a JDL, when I was running JDL and Rabbi Kahana was our leader, he was in Jerusalem and I was in New York, and we were running things. Once upon a time, we did expose to hundreds of thousands of Jews a message, once upon a time, decades ago, telling the truth about black anti-Semitism. There was at least one group telling the truth. Those days are long gone. Now all you see is what you're seeing here, JTF espousing its message and trying to tell the truth. And by the way, you know, I have nothing against blacks because of the color of their skin. Absolutely not. I'm not against anybody because of the color of their skin. It's they're the ones who hate people because of the color of their skin. And yes, I do hate people who hate my people and want to destroy my people. And I do want to happen to them. It should only happen to them, everything they want to do to our people. Everything they want to do to Jews should happen to them seven times over. Now, in Israel, we are supporting Jews who are building hilltop communities, and we'll continue to tell you about this in future weeks. We're doing everything we can to back up the Jews in Judea and Samaria because this is battle time. We've got to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, God forbid, which would be national suicide for Israel. There are no Palestinians, there is no Palestine, but creating a so-called Palestine state in the heartland of biblical Israel would be national suicide. And the Arabs on the ground are taking over. They're just moving in and taking over land, and the Israeli government, the Israeli army, lets them do it. A Jew who builds one little thing, and they come right away, everybody pounces on them. The Israeli government, the Israeli army, the Israeli media, the Israeli courts pounce on them. And they destroy their homes and throw them out. But Arabs who build illegally on Jewish land are allowed to do this all over Israel, and nobody touches them. Nobody does anything or says anything. Well, we have brave young Jews who are devoting their entire lives to preventing this and are taking over hilltop communities, strategic hilltops, so that the Arabs won't take it over. And I don't know if other groups are supporting them. There may be groups in Israel supporting them. There may be. But from the United States, as far as I know, JTF is the only American group that supports them financially, as far as I know. If I'm wrong, I will be glad to publicize the names of groups that are supporting them. I'll be glad to do so on this program. But as far as I know, we are the only group that is financially supporting them from the United States. And even from Israel, they get very little support from anybody. So we're very proud to step in and stand up for them because they're the true Maccabees, they're the true heroes of our generation. And we're, of course, continuing our video campaign with Hebrew videos to reach the people of Israel with the truth. So we're continuing. We're continuing the good fight. Because if we work together as a team, we can make this a better world and we can change Jewish history. Because in the end, the good guys are going to win. That's what all the prophets in the Bible and what Hashem, what God has promised us. In the end, there's going to be final redemption and the good guys are going to win. But until then, we're living in a period of darkness, which was all predicted. The end days would be a period of darkness before Hashem steps in and brings the final redemption. But this was all predicted. This was all foretold. And our job is to try to bring light in the darkness as much as possible, as much as we can, with the limited resources we have. And we're going to do that. And we're doing it, by the way, in the name of our Keren means our fund, to elevate the souls of wonderful saints like my beautiful mother Malka Bat Meir and my beautiful grandmother Allegra Bat Shlomo. And we're working to elevate their souls, and we're working to elevate the souls of all the good Jews by doing good in this world and in this generation. That's our job, that's our task, because every single Jew and every single Gentile in this world has a higher calling. Every one of us was put in this world for a reason. Every one of us has an obligation to try to the best of our ability, in our own way, to make this a better world. That's what we're here to do. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.